ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 36। प्लीज। जीवराशिभिर् आकीर्ण अंडकोशांग्रिपो महान् तन्मूलत्वाद् अच्युतेज्याम् सर्वजीवात्मतर्पणम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। द एंटायर यूनिवर्स विच इज फुल ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज इज लाइक अ ट्री हुज रूट इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अच्युत। Therefore, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. People are very much anxious to give service to other living entities, especially to the poor. But although they have manufactured many ways to give such help, actually they are very expert in killing the poor living entities. This sort of service or mercy is not recommended in the Vedic wisdom. As stated in a previous verse, it has been decided, niruktam, by expert saintly persons, that Krishna is the root of everything. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Krishna is the root of everything, and worshipping Krishna is worshipping everyone. Just as supplying water to the root of a tree means satisfying all of its branches and twigs. Another point is that this universe is full of living entities from top to bottom. On every planet, jiva rashibhir akirnaha. Modern scientists and so-called scholars think that there are no living entities on planets other than this. Recently, they have said that they have gone to the moon but did not find any living entities there. But Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures do not agree with this foolish conception. There are living entities everywhere. Not only one or two, but jiva rashi bhi, by many millions of living entities. Even on the sun there are living entities, although it is a fiery planet. The chief living entity on the sun is called Vivasvan. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. All the different planets are filled with different types of living entities according to different living conditions. To suggest that only this planet is filled with living entities and others are vacant is foolish. This betrays a lack of real knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Hare Krishna. So, when there is lack of confidence or fear in the heart, naturally one lands up chanting more Hare Krishnas. So, yesterday I was told that, okay, class is there, but also today is a very auspicious day of the appearance day of Sri Jahanava Devi and Sita Devi and also the disappearance day of Madhu Pandit. So I was told to speak on some of the pastimes, but I don't feel confident about that. Speaking on the exalted souls, it requires a great qualification, but we'll try to do something for our purification. So before that, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So the verse is talking here today, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. And just a few verses before, I mean just two verses, 34th, this verse was quoted by Prabhupada. Yatha tarora moola nishechanena trippyanti tatskanda bhujopashaka. Just by worshipping or satisfying Achyuta, the Supreme Personality, Krishna, one can satisfy everyone. Similar verse is this. Just like one can water the branches, leaves and flowers of a tree, simply by watering its root, or when as one satisfies all the senses of body by giving food to the stomach. Therefore, a devotee simply offers everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to receive the best results of charity, religious performances, sense gratification and liberation. Yeah. So many possible activities, but it is described that if one worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and dedicates his heart to the service of Supreme Personality, then all other obligations are automatically fulfilled. All living entities are automatically satisfied. Yeah. So this is a subject of Shraddha or faith. Prabhupada quotes this verse several places. Shraddha shabde vishwas ko sudrida nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kele sarva karma krita hoye. What is the definition of Shraddha? Prabhupada writes, unflinching trust in something sublime. Or he says, unflinching faith that by performing the activities of Krishna consciousness, all other subsidiary activities are already performed. One is not obliged to anything else. Some of the favorable verses, very prominent verses Prabhupada quotes. He also quotes Devarishi Bhutapta Ninam Petrinam. If one follows this devotional service, all the obligations to demigods, to the sages, to the forefathers, to the humanity and to all living entities are automatically fulfilled. So that is a whole journey of Shraddha, of building our Shraddha, building our faith, cultivating the faith in the right process. Because in this material world, in the journey, in this life, when we are conditioned by the three modes, the faith is very weak. The faith is very weak. Either there is no faith, or whatever little faith one has, it is always under the attack by so many negative forces. So therefore, it is very difficult to perform bhakti or to focus our attention or mind on the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This whole atmosphere is surcharged with the atheistic vibrations, with the Mayavadi vibrations. So where is the question of performing one-pointed attention, bhakti to the Supreme Personality and making sure that we are going to reach the ultimate goal without fail? It's not an easy task. Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays in his bhajan, he says, Gopinath sakali tumara maya, nahi mama bala jnana sunirmala, swadhina nahi ekaya. He says, sakali tumara maya, everywhere is your material energy so prominent. We are constantly under attack by three different modes, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. So, sakali tumara maya, nahi mama bala, and I have no strength. I have no strength, no transcendental knowledge. Swadhina nahi ekaya. My body is not independent. Just I am struggling, bhakti, we are just struggling with the basic minimum requirements of bhakti. Prabhupada writes at different places that bhakti is very simple and sublime, very easy. If bhakti is so simple and sublime, then why people find it so difficult? Why everybody does not take to this process? And those who take also, they are somehow struggling to practice this. We can see, somebody asked this question to the devotees when they were chanting in the morning, japa session. Chanting in the japa session, everybody is sitting in circles and chanting. So bhakti is supposed to be susukham, supposed to be giving ananda. But if you see the faces of devotees, it looks like filled with utmost disgust with the process. Or they are really struggling to hold on to their mala. Somehow this mala stays in their hand. Sometimes that mala also falls down from the hand while chanting. So that struggle is there. So sakali tomara man najane bhakti. What is it? Nahi mama bala jnana surimnara. So therefore, shraddha is either there is no shraddha, it's so difficult, it takes so much endeavor to somehow pull someone to the platform of bhakti, to somehow get someone to practice Krishna consciousness. And even if somebody is practicing, it is all the more difficult to keep him happily practicing Krishna consciousness. Because the shraddha is so weak, it is always under the attack of so many negative forces. So, how to make sure that one properly cultivates this creeper of shraddha, this creeper of bhakti? It is said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. Out of one rare soul who is traveling all over the universe, somebody may get. I remember my initial days when I used to come to the temple and I would walk from that gate and right go to the altar and just sit here without offering any obeisances anywhere. Because I was afraid the moment I see left or right, somebody is going to catch me and going to preach me for an hour. So I would not look left or right, just go to the deities, chant my rounds, and without looking left or right, without even taking that prasad, because I know that is a dangerous counter where they catch and preach. So, of course, that counter was here that time. So coming that for a month or almost more than that, a few months actually, I didn't even knew that some laddu concept is there in the temple. Because I would not meet anyone. So Brahmanda Brahmite, somebody out of this, you know, traveling, instead of Brahmanda Brahmite, we can say Bombay Brahmite. Somebody traveling in this Bombay, seeing the tourist guide, he finds out Radha Gopinath temple or Radha Ras Bihari temple and lands up in the temple. So now he has landed up here, Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva, coming out of his atheistic mentality or out of his frustration, whatever, he has somehow come here, landed up. On the part of devotees, it takes so much endeavor. They have to keep traps at all the places. They come in the temple, so that devotee is sitting there. Then they realize one devotee is not enough. We need to have a team. One devotee is not able to capture everyone who comes there. So then the whole team was there. Then you go down, there is a reception, and the whole dioramas are there. Somewhere somebody will be trapped. And not anywhere, then the shoe stall devotee is putting a book stall there. And he is doing the maximum book distribution sometimes, more than any of the resident devotees. So the traps are made because shraddha is so weak, so difficult, this faith. So what is the hope? How to water this Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. So some rare fortunate soul gets this seed of bhakti. So yes, getting the seed of bhakti, one gets the seed of bhakti by the mercy of great souls who are traveling all over the universe, keeping traps at several different places. How to catch this struggling living entities here? Because one is diverted by so many obligations and so many duties trying to satisfy the society of this world or the obligations of this world, one is not able to focus his attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And with one-pointed, resolute determination, practice bhakti. So out of these great souls, somebody, this seed of bhakti is sown, bhakti lata bij. And that bij is watered. So Prabhupada defines the whole process in his purports. So that bij, after it is sown, it is watered. And how that watering is done? So the prominent process of watering, Prabhupada gives is hearing, chanting, shravanam, kirtanam. And he also includes preaching. Right in the beginning, somebody said, okay, do this service, act in the preaching mission. And that starts watering the bij, and the sprout of shraddha develops. So after so much struggle, after rare fortune, after traveling so much, somebody has started falling and that bij has started fructifying into a sprout. That small shraddha has developed. By some previous agyat sukriti, somebody comes in the association of Vaishnavas. And when one comes in the association of Vaishnavas, something he like about Vaishnavas, something he like in the society of Vaishnavas. And as he practices bhakti, he develops some good impressions. He develops some good impressions about Vaishnavas. He develops some trust in the society of Vaishnavas. And that trust is fortified by the super soul within. He is also joined hands with the devotees. to get the person fixed up and remain inspired in bhakti. So thus fortified by the super soul, together joining are nourishing that seed. So after understanding such rare good fortune, it takes a great responsibility on the living entity to make sure that the creeper which has just started sprouting out should properly reach its goal. It's a long journey. Should properly reach the goal. Very far journey. So that sprout should go and properly watered. So that goal, that is something which one has to keep in mind. So I was reading this pastime in Bhakti Ratnakar on Janava Devi. I was reading several pastimes and I was thinking that how the great souls take so much responsibility. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings. Is it Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Boro Sukhor Khabar Gaye? Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He sings. Boro Sukhor Khabar Gaye. Surabhi Kun Jayate Namir Hat Khulej. He says, I sing a great news of great happiness. So Nitya, he is singing out of his ecstasy. Such a great happiness I have brought to you that Lord Nityananda has opened a marketplace of holy name. Bodo Mojar Kathatai. Shraddha Mulle Shuddhanam. And he's telling, it's a news of great happiness that what qualification he's asking, what price he's asking. Just by the price of one Shraddha, he is giving this great nectar, the great blessings of the holy name. Bodo Mojar Kathatai. He is giving this, he has opened this place in the marketplace and just at the mulle of one's Shraddha, one's faith, he is offering this holy name. Bodo Sukhar Khabar Gaye. I am singing a news of great happiness. So we see the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they are also traveling all over. Lord Chaitanya spread out his associates all over the different parts of India and further different parts of the world in the future. That how go and spread out, open the marketplace of holy name and distribute this freely to everyone, anyone, whoever comes. If somebody doesn't come, catch him by his collar and give him the holy name. But somehow get him and make him chant, make him dance, make him take associate in the Lord Chaitanya's movement. So he sent out his associates. And we see in the pastimes of Srimati Janava Devi, thereafter Nityananda Prabhu has left. She is also pursuing her journey from Bengal to Vrindavan. Having a desire since long time, someday going to Vrindavan. Finally, she reaches the time when she wants to go to Vrindavan and she sets out on a journey of to Vrindavan. Actually, many nice glories of Janava Devi are described. So in this chapter on Janava Devi's travels to Vrindavan and then returns to Bengal, it is beautifully described. I'll read few sections and we'll discuss on that. One day, Janava Devi desired to stop at a large village. And for one day, she remained there. So she was going from village to village. And it is beautifully described how she was traveling. And in her travels, she was delivering so many athis, so many criminal parties. Such wonderful, beautiful pastimes. How the mercy of Janava Devi was being bestowed over everyone. Actually, it is said, we often hear that on this appearance and disappearance, we should pray intensely for the mercy. Practically speaking, now sitting here today, I was thinking, how many appearance did actually I sat and literally prayed? Like one devotee, one of the great souls left his body one time. So I was sitting next to one devotee. And as soon as the news came, he was talking to me, having nice conversation. This is recently when Puri Maharaj left his body. So that time, so one devotee, he's from the West. He was sitting right next to me. And when the news came, they said, okay, can you give this news to Radhanand Maharaj? And I just heard, I said, okay, I will give. You know, not even least bothered, you know, what is the significance or nothing. So I was feeling so humbled that time that this devotee sitting next to me, he immediately, he was so affected. He said, wait. He took his mala. He went in a corner. He said, let me meditate on the glories of this great soul. He said, till I chant one round, please do not disturb me. So I was so inspired by that. I said, wow, just see how much eager he is to understand the glories of the Vaishnavas, meditate and have the blessings and the mercy. So practically, and I never actually did, rarely, you know. So today I was thinking, now I have got to give class and give a class on the appearance day, and I myself have to create a mood of begging for the mercy. It's like never did, so not experienced in that, but hoping that by speaking this, get the mercy of all of you and also get the mercy of Sri Janava Devi. Like, so the people of this village, she went to the village and the local people consider her as an ordinary person. When they saw her, the local people considered her an ordinary person. The people of this village were incorrigible blasphemers. Ferociously, they taunted and mocked the Vaishnavas. That was their job. They were all worshippers of Chandi. That's all. They taunted and mocked the Vaishnavas. It is described, at sunset, some great Vaishnavas came and offered obeisances at Sri Janava Devi's lotus feet. While watching this, the blasphemers laughed and said, "In my heart, I know she is only some Brahmana's wife." Why they are offering obeisances? Why they are praising? Why they are worshipping her so much? She is only some Brahmana's wife. Another blasphemer said, "These people are fools. They have no good qualities. They bow down before a human being, but they will not bow down before the great demigods. They do not know whom to worship." So this is the category of typical atheists. They never understand the importance of worshipping a Vaishnava and hearing from the great soul. Absorbed in their arrogance and conceit, they will never respect Vaishnavas. They said, they bow down before a human being. Consider her as a human being. So these people, now who are these people? They are worshipping great, great demigods. They are thinking they are doing various pious activities. Many pious engage in very great activities. And what are these people doing? Just bowing down before an ordinary Vaishnava, that too ordinary woman, maybe some ordinary Brahmana's wife. That's all. How foolish they are. And thus they were blaspheming. It's amazing. Just everybody sees from the perspective of their own consciousness. And filled with envy, one can't understand the glories of someone. Prabhupada writes in his purports, he says, some of the people do not appreciate our activities of preaching the whole world. We are doing so much preaching in the whole world, so many temples are open, so many centers are open, but out of envy, they just always criticizing and minimizing the position. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Parivartan. Without the empowerment of a Vaishnava by Krishna, he cannot create such transformations in the world. Such transformations in the heart of the people all over the world who are afflicted by the material disease. So Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Parivartan. But they can't understand. They're always judging, trying to minimize the position. We were discussing 2 days back, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells this story of a naked pencho. You have heard that story. So this boy who used to roam around like a small child, sometimes naked in the streets of his village, he lands up becoming a big magistrate, big judge. And the news reached back the village that, one of the ladies of the village, she hears that this small boy who used to walk all around naked, he used to play with here in the streets. Now he has gone and become a big magistrate, big judge. So she is trying to understand, they must have given some temporary post or something, trying to minimize the position. How is it possible? They say, no, he's really, maybe he's doing some free service. They are not paying him anything because he's not qualified for that. So this considering a great soul as ordinary. Actually, similar thing, here also these are like worshipping goddess Chandi. And they are so proud. And Bhagavad Gita describes, Ahankaram Balam Darpam. Ahankaram, the verse. Anyways, they are self-impudent, they are complacent, they are full of pride, arrogance. And Dambena Avidhi Purvakam. They are performing so many sacrifices, it is all Avidhi. They are thinking they are doing big, big, very, very efficient, very pious activities, very great activities. But Avidhi Purvakam. Yajante Nama Yagyastha. Just in the namesake, they are performing rituals. Same thing there. These people just performing in the namesake, not understanding how Krishna is the source. Here it, Bhagavad Gita says, Prabhupada quotes the verse, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. So without seeing Krishna as a source, Krishna as a root of all spiritual and material connections, one is trying to worship some great soul or trying to get some mundane positions. Actually, this I was reading this past time on even when the Vrajvasis are told by Krishna in his young age that now, why you are worshipping Indra? Why you are worshipping Indra? Just worship Govardhan. We are getting all our supplies from Govardhan. What Indra has to do with that? You are working so hard. Your work is giving you the supplies. Why you are worshipping? Perform yajna for Govardhan. We are going to worship Govardhan. Indra gets very offended by that. Indra really gets offended that. And see, same thing, just like this, same conversation, same series of verses he is telling. He says, Aho Shri Mad Mahatmayam Gopanam Kananokasam. He said, who are these boys? Who are these coward villagers? They are just residents of some ordinary village. What do they think of themselves? Kanakasam. Just some ordinary village, some village people, some village tribes. What did they think of themselves? Krishna martyam upashritya. And what they have done? They have taken shelter of an ordinary boy, martyam, ordinary mortal human being. Now imagine, this is not some atheist. This is the position of a demigod, Indra. Not an ordinary atheist as we are talking here. And demigod himself, Indra, he comes under the influence of false pride. Prabhupada writes, Ishmani syndrome. He is thinking himself to be the Lord of all I survey. I am the Lord. This is interesting, you know, material nature traps you at every moment. She's just ready somehow to grab you. Anywhere you go, left or right, up or down, she's ready to capture. So that poor fellow was doing nice service. It is said, demigods are empowered administrators. Empowered by whom? By Krishna only. Poor fellow was doing nice service. While doing service, he got trapped under the Ishmani syndrome. I am the Isha. Who is this Krishna? After doing long time, he got so influenced by that. Who is this? So who is this Krishna? Martya Upashrita. He is this ordinary mortal human being. Ye Chakrur Deva Helanam. He has told disciple to become offensive to demigods. What does he think of himself? Just imagine the person who is empowered, who is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, he himself gets bewildered. Ishamani. Why he is coming in my way? This I am the enjoyer of these sacrifices. Ye Chakrur Deva Helanam. He is considering it a joke, a child's game, offering sacrifices to demigods. And then he says, Yatha Drida Karma Maya, Yatha Drida Kratu Birnama Nau Bibhai. Nama Nau Nibhai. These people are doing sacrifice in the name only. They do not know the purpose of all sacrifices. They go on to worship Govardhan. What is this Govardhan worship meant for? What is all this opulence coming from? From me. Karma may, they are overwhelmed by the fruitive mentality. They have forgotten who needs to be satisfied. Indra is speaking like that. Titirshanti bhavarnavam. And thus, taking shelter of an ordinary fruitive activity, what they are trying to do? Titirshanti bhavarnavam. They are trying to cross over this ocean of material existence. How foolish they are. See, again and again, this person who is so much in the Ishmani, I am the Lord, he is so absorbed in that, he just can't understand the transcendental nature of these activities. These are ordinary. Ordinary mortal boy. Ordinary men of the village. Ordinary village tribes. And what they are trying to do? Cross over the ocean without taking shelter of me. What a pitiable condition. Indra is thinking. Vidyam anvikshitam hitva. And although they have no transcendental knowledge, they think very knowledgeable. They think they have great knowledge. And then beautiful verses. Beautiful means from Indra's point of view. He thinks it's beautiful. Vachalam balisham stabdam agyanam panditamaninam. Vachalam. Bahut batuni hai. They're talking big things. Balisham, but a child. Stabdam, arrogant. And this is Indra's opinion against the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Bewildered by this Ishamani, considering himself the Lord of all I survey, he is considering them as ordinary. That's a big obstacle. Cannot appreciate the transcendental nature of Vaishnavas. Agyam, they are ignorant, but they are thinking Panditamaninam. They are thinking they are great, great pandits. Krishnam, again he says, this second verse is showing the same line. Krishnam martyam upashritya. Martyam, a mortal being Krishna, they have taken shelter. People laugh at us sometimes, you know. You people are so educated. You are given such great professional degrees. You have studied so many books. You know what this whole life is all about. Prabhupada is talking here about life everywhere. Life is there on every planet. And when we quote this, all the professionals laugh at us. Come on, you are from our field. What is this you are talking about? Agyanam panditamaninam. There is they consider that this transcendental nature or this subject they cannot understand by their perverted intelligence. In fact, now see, this Shraddha is so weak. We hear of this example of one of the Prabhupada disciples in the beginning when this moon landing episode took place. So when this moon landing episode is taking place and not taking place actually, but is being advertised. It's advertised all over. So when it is advertised on the television, they are showing how man is going to the moon and such big success. And Prabhupada is least bothered what's happening. He's not even looking at that. It's all, he knows it's all bogus. Which now, of course, we are realizing. But that time, Prabhupada was being massaged by one of his own disciples. And even this disciple, because Shraddha is so weak, faith is so weak. What is this Kanishta to Uttama, long journey. One has to advance in his faith. So as long as the faith is not strong, it's very dangerous. So Kanishta, so faith is very weak. So what happened to this devotee? This devotee is seeing, he is massaging Prabhupada and simultaneously watching television. And seeing the whole moon landing episode. And he gets so convinced. And Prabhupada is talking absolutely again, this is all bogus. He doesn't even care about that, doesn't even bother about that. And he gets so affected. What does this Swami think of himself, you know? Same thing. An ordinary person does not understand the power of the great scientists who are doing all this. Martyam upashritya. I have taken shelter of an ordinary human being. So this is interesting. The whole Krishna consciousness is to take you to a level where you understand that Krishna is inconceivable and you just surrender to Krishna. Until the time one doesn't understand, one starts putting his logic and trying to understand Krishna, his faith is fragile. Any time he'll be slip out, he'll be flicked out, he'll be thrown out of bhakti. Because his faith is very weak. So what happened to this devotee? Prabhupada is trying to convince, but he said no. I am leaving. Immediately I am leaving. I just can't serve you anymore. Not possible. Because here ordinary person, an old man has no knowledge of the science. And here just see, these people are doing such big, big, big things and no appreciation. Martyam upashritya. The same thing here. Krishna martyam upashritya. So offense to a great soul, thrown out of bhakti. Gopa mechakrur apriyam. These gopas, they have acted unfavorably towards me. They do not know my power. He orders his clouds. Samvartak clouds. He orders, telling to the clouds. Esham shriya valiptanam. Go and destroy this. Why? Esham shriya liptanam. These people have been blinded by the opulence. These people have been blinded by the opulence. Shriya aliptanam. Krishna Nadma Pitatmanam. Dhunuto Shri Madhastambam. This is interesting. He says, these people have been blinded by the opulence and they have become so intoxicated. Shri Madhastambam. And they have become so arrogant, they are not respecting me. What you should do? Just go and wash them all. Kill them all. Destroy them. Like that. So he's telling to the clouds. Now see, this is the contradiction here. Now here is Indra, the demigod, who is so much influenced by the pride, by the arrogance. He is thinking Krishna is an ordinary person. On the other side, Vrajavasis. What do they do when the clouds are thundering and lightning and showers and they don't know what to do, where to go, how whom to take shelter? They don't give a second thought. They don't give a second thought. Hridayananda Maharaj writes in the purport. What do you say? Krishna, they have only one mantra. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tavan Nathan Gokulam Prabhu. They know what they know. Tavan Nathan. You are the Natha, you are the Gokula Prabhu. You are the Prabhu of Gokul. That's all. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga. You are. Whom else we can take shelter, Krishna? Garg Muni, when he came during your childhood, he, while giving the name, he said that this person, this child will save you from all dangers. Having simple faith in the words, and they themselves have witnessed the activities of Krishna, were immediately the first response. Faith, such confidence that any emergency, just go and take shelter of Krishna. That such simplicity of Rajavasis. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tavan Nathan Gokulam Prabhu. Gokula Prabhu, you are the Prabhu, you are the master, you are the Natha, you are the protector. This is interesting. This is one of the six stages of surrender. What is that? Rakshishati Vishwaso. Vishwas. Okay, Krishna will protect. Krishna will maintain. What is the danger? Anything comes, just take shelter of Krishna. Tratum arhasi devanna. Now you protect these. Demigod has become angry. Something has gone wrong with him. Please protect us. Tratum arhasi devanna. Kupitad bhaktavatsala. Bhaktavatsala. You are the bhaktavatsala. So you see this beautiful contradiction here. That how this Indra also same thing is telling. Ordinary. Martyam. Upashritya. Anyway, coming back to our same, our original pastime. He's telling that, so Janava Devi, so either it is Krishna or Vaishnavas, people who have weak faith or atheists, they are always trying to judge by their small mundane intelligence, the activities of Vaishnavas. And here Janava Devi, ordinary woman, ordinary Brahmana's wife, that's all. Why they are worshipping her so much? Another blasphemer said, may Goddess Chandi gives mercy to them. He's thinking of their welfare. May Goddess Chandi give some mercy to them. Still another blasphemer said, what do these fools know of Goddess Chandi's mercy? What do these fools know of Goddess Chandi's mercy? They are engaged in some stupid activity, worshipping an ordinary woman. What is this? Will a Brahmana or a Brahmana's wife not bow down before Goddess Chandi? These people have committed an offense to Goddess Chandi. They should suffer for it. Speaking words like this and laughing, those blasphemers went to Goddess Chandi's temple. They were arrogant and full of boastful words. Bowing down before Goddess Chandi, again and again they said, now this is their prayer to Goddess Chandi. Feeling mercy, oh these poor people, they have offended you. Today you kill them, please kill all these people. Only if they worship your feet with body, mind and words, should you protect them and give them shelter at your feet. Complete ignorance, arrogance, pride. Damba, darpa, vimanascha, krodha, parushyam evacha. Harshness in speech, everything is there. So, and complete ignorance. Agyanam jabi jatasya. Tonight, please kill all these people. Only if they worship your feet with their body, mind and words, protect them and give them shelter at your feet. After saying this, blasphemous thought, okay, we have done a big merciful job on them. Prayed to Goddess Chandi for them. So they go and have a nice sleep. They go to sleep. As they slept, they all saw the same dream. Goddess Chandi was very angry with the blasphemers. Her lips trembled. Her eyes were red. They all saw the same dream. Goddess Chandi has appeared. On the pretext of a dream, Goddess Chandi holding a great sharp sword in her hand, spoke to the blasphemers the following words like thunder. Oh wretched blasphemers, your sorrows will not end. Oh wretched blasphemers, your sorrows will not end. Today I will sever your heads. Intoxicated with pride, you chew and devour your own selves. You chew and devour your own selves. Like that. She's telling the blasphemers. She said, you have mocked the Vaishnavas who should be worshipped by all. Oh wicked blasphemers, you do not know the truth of the person you consider an ordinary Brahmana's wife. I bow my head before her. I bow my head before her. She is worshipped by all. She is the wife of Lord Nityananda. Janava Devi is her very sweet name. When her name is chanted, the fear and troubles of this world of birth and death flee far away. She is Lord Nityananda's dear wife. She is like mercy personified. Out of her kindness, she gives the fallen souls the gift of spiritual love and devotional service. Out of her kindness, she gives the fallen souls the gift of spiritual love and devotional service. Who will not always offer obeisances at her lotus feet? Everyone sings her glories. She stops the threefold miseries of material existence. And then she continued, Goddess Chandi. She says, Nityananda Priyam Prema Bhakti Ratna Pradayinim Shri Janavishwarim Vande Tapatraya Nivarinim. I offer my obeisances to Shri Janava Devi, Lord Nityananda's dear wife. To the people, she gives the precious jewel of devotional service. In this way, she vanquishes the threefold miseries of material existence. So beautifully, Goddess Chandi herself, she is telling, you are praying to me, be merciful to those Vaishnavas. Just hear now. If she is merciful to you, then you will attain auspiciousness and misfortune will not fall upon you. You are praying for them, but if she is merciful to you, then all auspiciousness will come and misfortune will not fall upon you. If you take shelter of her, she will give you all protection. Your fate is not in my hands. No one has the power to disobey her orders. This is interesting. I was thinking, here Goddess Chandi is telling about that. That, okay, only if Janava Devi, she gives the mercy, then only all auspiciousness will come. All the misfortune will be washed away. Not only Goddess Chandi, even Krishna himself says that. You see the same past time, Durvas Muni and Amrish Maharaj. When Durvas Muni has offended Amrish Maharaj, the Sudarshan is traveling all around behind Durvas Muni. And he is going to all the places searching for shelter. And finally he goes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or Narayan, and he says, I also cannot save. What can I do? You offended Amrish Maharaj. Now you go to Amrish Maharaj. If you offended my great devotee, I also cannot do anything. If that is the case, why should we worship Krishna? Let us worship the Vaishnavas. Why to worship Krishna if he is all helpless? Let us worship Vaishnavas. Somehow, bow down the head to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Isn't it? That's more powerful. Why to take shelter of Krishna? If Krishna also is helpless in front of Vaishnavas. Just worship Vaishnavas. That is beautiful here. This bhajan says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Oh, hey Vaishnava Thakur, Doyara Sagar. What is the name? Edase Karuna Kori. Diyapada Chaya Shodohe Amaya Tomara Charana Dhori. So praying to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, that what hope I have. Further it says in the bhajan, Krishna se tomara Krishna dite paro tomara shakati ache. आमी तो कंगाल कृष्णा कृष्णा बोली धाई तव पाछे पाछे. What ability one has to go to Krishna? Krishna also doesn't take interest in a conditioned soul. He is not interested. So why to go first of all? Just धाई तव पाछे पाछे. I am going behind you wherever you go. Actually, this is nice here. Yeah. This is another song here. It says, yeah. So here he is telling this, if she is merciful, then you will attain auspiciousness and misfortune will not fall. If you take shelter of her, take shelter of her lotus feet, then all fortune is yours. So here also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is singing this. He is singing this song. Shri Janava Pada Padma Kori Asmaran Dina Krishna Dase Kohe Namasan Kirtan. Shri Janava Pada Padma Kori Asmaran. He is singing this song. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Janava Pada Padma Kori Asmaran Dina Krishna Dase Kohe Namas. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's consort Shri Janava Devi, this fallen and very lowly servant of Krishna sings the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Krishna. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shama Kund, Radha Kund, Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jayo Jayo Mahavan. Keshi Ghat Bamshi Bhat Dwadashakanan. Jahan Sab Lila Koilo Shri Nanda Nandan. Hey, Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindava. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Nanda Yashoda Jaya Jaya Gopagan. Shri Damadi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagan. Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirti Dasundari. Jaya, Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari. Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Maja. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakha Bhatu Dvija Raja. Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandana. Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Basi Jata Jana. Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gana. Bhakti Teja Hara Pairo Govinda Charana. Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Charanam. Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama. Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manorama. Jaya Jaya Ujwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Saram. Parakiya Bhave Jaha Brajate Pracharam. Shri Janava Pada Padma Kuriya Smaranam. Dina Krishna Dase Kohe Nama Sankirtanam. Dina Krishna Dase Kohe Nama Sankirtanam. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Hey, Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Thus, here Goddess Chandi is telling them, you remember the lotus feet of Lord Sri Janava Devi. Worship. Go and beg for mercy. You foolish, you came to me begging mercy for them. So, after saying this, Goddess Chandi suddenly disappeared from their dreams. Upon awakening, all the blasphemers trembled in fear. When the dawn broke, the tormented blasphemers rebuked themselves. They all went and fell down before the great Vaishnava's lotus feet. Soaked with the tears that flowed from their eyes, again and again these people said, "We committed an offense. Please give us protection. We have come here to become delivered from the sinful results of our blasphemy. Please destroy our misfortune. Please give us shelter. If you are pleased with us, please give us your mercy. Sri Janava Devi will also be pleased with us if you give us your mercy. You have the power to give us the gift of devotion to her lotus feet. How can we receive the power to understand the truth of her? Only if you appeal on our behalf will she award her as her mercy." So beautiful. So you bestow, we are praying to you, desperate, begging, please give us mercy. Dhaitava pache pache. What qualification? We cannot even approach her. Recently, one of the classes, few months back, his only Sadhanand Maharaj was telling this. It was some pastime, I don't remember which pastime he said, the greatest blessing one can achieve is to become servant of an empowered Vaishnava. And then he said, the greatest blessing one can achieve is to become servant of an empowered Vaishnava. And anything which can be greater than that is to become servant of such a servant. So become such a servant of such a servant. Anything that could be greater than this in this creation. So, what strength one has to approach Krishna directly. So that is beautifully seen. And actually, in this further, they say, all the blasphemers, they say, what intelligence do we have? Even if we want to worship Vaishnavas, their intelligence is also not there. The moment one enters, it's very actually easy to sit in an AC room and discuss about this. But when one has to really use, we say, Ohe Vaishnava Dhakura, Chaya Vega Domi, Chaya Desha Shodhi, Chaya Gundate. What are we expecting from Vaishnavas? Please control our six urges. Purify our six faults. Give us six kind of holy associations. Give us six positive, favorable things for Krishna consciousness. Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dhairya. So when going and begging for the association of Vaishnavas, these things, one should be ready to receive these things. So that is another thing, that eagerness is there. So easy to discuss, but when it comes to worshipping Vaishnavas, that begging mood should be there. Even Devaki Nandan Das Thakur, he sings in his bhajan. He's singing, he's worshipping all the Vaishnavas. He's Gopal Chapal who offended. So after suffering so much, when he got initiated and he begged forgiveness and his name is Devaki Nandan, so then he's singing this song. He said, it is written there that just by singing this song and worshipping the Vaishnavas through this song, one can beg forgiveness for all the offenses. He's worshipping the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Vasi Jata Vaishnaviragan. He's worshipping Vaishnavas in Navadvip. Navadvipa Vasi Jata Vaishnaviragan. Then he's worshipping Nilachala Vasi Jata Gaurangir. What is the bhajan? He's worshipping all the Vaishnavas. Navadvip Nilachala Vasi Jata Mahaprabhurgan. So after worshipping all Jedeshe by say Gaurangira Gan Urdhva Bahukari Vandan Sabara Charan. Jedeshe, not just Gaurdesh, not just Bengal, not just Vrindavan, not just Nilachal. Either it is whichever desh. Jedeshe by say Gaurangira. Either it is Delhi or Bombay or America or London or Australia or China or Japan or whatever. Jedeshe by say Gaurangira Gan Urdhva Bahukari Vandan Sabara Charan. That's what I am doing now. Dudh ka jala chhas bhi phook kar peeta hai. So now I offended one Vaishnava and just see what I went through now. Now I will take care. Jedeshe, not just Gaurdesh, whichever place they are from. If somebody has some connection to Krishna, Mahaprabhu says, Shresht Sabakar, Sai Pujya Shresht Sabakar. That is Pujya and Shresht Sabakar. It's better to be safe than sorry. So one plays safe game. Okay, I'll try my best. Okay, no. Urdhva Bahukari. Now both the hands surrendered. Worship Sabara Charan. Hai Achen Hai Behen Prabhu Jatadas Sabara Charan Vandan. And he says, not only those Vaishnavas already been there. Like I was reading that book yesterday. Associates of Lord Chaitanya. Not those associates. Hai Achen Hai Behen. Whatever were there and whatever will be in future also. I worship all of them. Holding a straw, I submitted the feet of such Vaishnavas that were or that will be. And then he says, but then finally he comes, like here he is saying, what intelligence do we have to worship? Even if we want to worship, we understand, but the intelligence is so much perverted, so much soaked in ignorance that there is not possible. Vandana korite mui kata shakti dhari. Tamo buddhi doshe mui dambha matra kari. Vandana korite. What qualification do I have? Vandana, I want to worship, but I do not know how to do. Korite kata shakti dhari. Tamo buddhi doshe mui dambha matra kari. I am absorbed in arrogance, in ignorance. How can I worship? So, pride is so high that it's not possible to worship. That is also becoming difficult. Still, we have firmly decided to surrender ourselves at Jahanava Devi's lotus feet. Whatever it may be. We have no intelligence, no qualification. We have decided to surrender at the lotus feet of Jahanava Devi. So once getting this chance, no, now no other way. Everyone knows that we are demons and blasphemers. If Jahanava Devi delivers wicked people like us, then her fame will be proclaimed everywhere. Convinced, that's the only way. Bharat Maharaj is telling King Rahugana. Rahuguna eta tapasana yati nacha ijjana nirvapanad grihadva nachan dandasana chalagni surya veena mahatpad rajo bishekam. With great conviction, just see, beautiful. He said, in no other activity, no other tapasya, you may do the activities of your ashram most perfectly, very pakka in your rituals and sadhana and everything. Even 16 rounds somebody chant, but even does not take the dust of the Vaishnavas, what is the point? It's all arrogance. So, he says, Veena Mahatpada Rajobhishekam, till one entirely washes his body with the dust of the lotus feet, smears his body. Nacha ejya, na nirvapanad griha, na chandasa, great austerities and all the duties of all the varnashram, they cannot help any way to deliver. Veena Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. So that faith is there now. They fell onto the ground. They know that they are not qualified. Tamo, buddhi, dosha, mui. It's not possible. Very difficult. Pride and arrogance is such at the peak. How to associate with Vaishnavas? Humbly serve. An uttam adhikari. Very difficult. But the blasphemers fell onto the ground. Again and again they offered their obeisances. Seeing this, the Lord's personal associates bestowed their mercy upon him. Since then, sincere repentance, bowed down. Again and again offering obeisances. The Lord's personal associates bestowed their mercy upon them. When Sri Jahanava Devi bestowed mercy upon the blasphemers, their hearts became filled with joy. This is the transformation. It's the previous verse we discussed, Jahanava Devi is telling. Goddess Chandi is telling. Nityananda Priya Prema Bhakti Ratna Pradayanim Tapatraya Nivarinim. One who gets the mercy, tapatraya nivarinim, she vanquishes the threefold miseries of material existence. That is the time one experiences the transcendental bliss. One gets the mercy. Another song says, ahankara mata hoya, nitai pada pasariya. In great pride, I left the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Asatera satya kori mani. So such a mercy is available, but I left it. So now she... Tapatraya, and their hearts became filled with joy. Again, the interesting thing. Heart became filled with joy, the transcendental bliss. Cheto darpanam marjanam. Anandambudhi vardhanam sarvatma. How one gets access to this anandambudhi vardhanam? It's a long journey. 7 steps are given. Cheto darpanam marjanam. Bhava mahadavagni nirupanam. When will that anandambudhi vardhanam will come? So Cheto Darpana Marjanam is understandable, okay, consciousness is getting cleansed, but then Anandamudhi Vardhanam. One will experience that ocean or the joy of transcendental bliss only when one is blessed profusely by the hearts of Vaishnavas. I was reading in one book, Shivra Maharaj's book, what is the name of that, you know that book? And Shuddha Bhakti Vilas, yeah. Shuddha Bhakti Vilas? No, Chintamani, yeah. So in that is written, very beautifully he describes, he says, who gets this seed of bhakti? We are talking right from the beginning, we discussed Shraddha, the seed of bhakti. Who gets this seed of bhakti? He says, there is only one way to get this seed of bhakti, this bija. Only one way. Only if this bhakti is transferred from the heart of a great soul, from a pure devotee to your heart. That's only way. That's the only way to receive. No other way. And actually, it is explained there very beautifully. He says, the nature of Krishna is independent. He cannot be controlled by anyone and everyone. Not easy. If you have to invite Krishna in the heart, first of all, Krishna is independent. He will come in your heart only if he desires to. That is the nature of Krishna. And because bhakti, today is also Sita Devi's appearance day. The internal potency of the Lord. Bhakti is one of the internal potencies of the Lord. So bhakti also, just like Krishna is independent, bhakti is also independent. Bhakti being one of the energies of the same nature, independent. If she wants, she will come in the heart and you will get that creeper of bhakti growing. Otherwise, it's not possible. So bhakti is, Krishna is independent and bhakti is also independent. So that bhakti has to come from the heart of a great soul. So how bhakti will come? But then the nature of bhakti is Bhakti, wherever the bhakti resides, bhakti is full of compassion. So because bhakti is independent but full of compassion, so bhakti in the heart of great souls provokes him or gives that great soul also the nature of compassion and provokes him to distribute, go and distribute to one and everyone. That compassion is distributed from the heart of great souls to the heart of others. Otherwise, bhakti is independent. One cannot track bhakti by karma or jnana. Not possible. By any other activity, not possible. Only when bhakti desires to transfer from the heart of great souls, then only it is transferred to our heart. So, Veena Mahatpad Rajobhishekam, till one is not bathed by the dust, Vaishnavas, where is the question of Anandambudhi Vardhanam? Hearts becoming filled with joy. That is only possible by the mercy of Vaishnavas. After staying in that village for 2 or 4 more days and making the blasphemers live lives a perfect success, Sri Janava Devi continued on her travels. The former blasphemers became plunged into the nectarian ocean of devotional service. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoye. So some connection, somewhere some gets, life is success. I was also reading Nalakuvera and Manigriva pastime. In 10th canto, this pastime is there. How? They're also same thing. Now here we are describing how the worshippers of Goddess Chandi and how Indra was thinking that all the Vaishnavas are full of pride. They are blinded by opulence. Shri Madandha. And the same phrase is used for Nalakuvera and Manigri. Shri Madandha. They were also, opulence has blinded them. Prabhupada writes in that purport that this is the biggest danger. Of all the problems, high birth, opulence, beauty, this opulence is the biggest. It blinds one. So there he says, Nalakuvera and Manigri were also blinded. Being blinded, they didn't know how to respect a Vaishnava. When Narad Muni enters and they are enjoying with the woman, they do not cover their bodies. So the word uses Sri Madandaha. They forget how to respect. They are too much blinded by arrogance. So being blinded by arrogance, Narad Muni. How much Sangha they get for Narad Muni? Narad Muni doesn't sit and give lectures. He doesn't start preaching a Gita course or something like that. You know, search for happiness. What is he giving them? He just curses them and walks out. That love matra sadhu sang, either a curse or a benediction, it gives them a perfect success. Perfect success. They get to witness all the childhood pastimes of Krishna, which even Devaki and Vasudeva have not seen there. See, they get to witness all the childhood pastimes of Krishna. That love matra sadhu sang sarva siddhi hoy. And Narad Muni, it is very beautifully, I again repeat that line. Vaishnavas are the best physicians, are great physicians. They know what treatment has to be given. In one movement, the best surgery done. Nalakuvera and Manigri. Go and become trees. But where? In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Shri Madanda, they were so blinded. And actually, even Narad Muni is cursing. They are not understanding. They are not appreciating this. But after all this, pastimes have been witnessed and they have understood the mercy of great souls. It takes a long time to appreciate, you know, some great souls' mercy. It was a mercy and not a curse. Sometimes it takes some time to understand. So all the time somebody is cursing, why that fellow cursed me? You know, I have to stand like a tree here. Very difficult. But to understand that mercy, it takes, one needs to associate with Krishna and his devotees to appreciate the mercy. I was also relating another example yesterday and few days back also with some devotees. You see, this mercy. So when they appreciate this mercy, they become so grateful. They are just glorifying Narad Muni. Only by the mercy of Narad Muni, when they see Krishna and he's asking, who are you two personalities? You've come out of the trees. And he breaks down the trees. So they are asking, who are you two personalities? Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So they reveal their identity. We have been cursed. And by the mercy of Narad Muni, great soul, we got to see all your pastimes. Such great fortune. They start praying. Vani gunanu kathane shravanau kathayam. These people whose shravana, whose vani, whose all senses were engaged in sense gratification, now they are praying. What they are praying? Let our vani be only engaged in serving you, in glorifying you. Shravana katha, only hearing your glories. And our eyes always behold the beautiful form of the Vaishnavas. The same Vaishnava, when he came in front of Nalakuvera and Manigreeva, the ladies walked out, but they were thinking, why he came at this time? So, he did not appreciate darshan of a Vaishnava. Huh? He did not appreciate. But now he is telling, my eyes should always behold the darshan of Vaishnavas. That is the prayer he is asking now. Because he has understood the touch of a Vaishnava is not ordinary. The blessing of a Vaishnava is not ordinary. It takes long time to understand that. But finally he understood. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. It takes long time. So the point is, when a materialist person is very hard-hearted, he just cannot appreciate the mercy. Every mercy he sees as a curse. And every happening of this material world, only thing he does is complains. Why it happened to me? He complains. That is the nature. Just complaining. I was discussing yesterday that just like, you know, we are subjected to so many dualities. Sometimes pain, sometimes pleasure, sometimes things are happiness, and sometimes distress is there, sorrow is there. And sometimes the extremes are there. You know, like a glass you take. You're subject to extreme heat, extreme cold. Glass will break down, cannot stay. And that's what happens. When Arjuna is full of lamentation in Bhagavad Gita, so much lamentation. Sometimes so much pleasure, sometimes distress. These dualities are affecting. He just can't digest those dualities. The heart completely breaks down. Hard-hearted person, his heart breaks down, just like a glass breaks down. But when the same heart, which is so hard and so brittle, then only thing it can break down. It can never melt. But the same heart, when it is watered by the hearing, by the chanting, by association of sadhus, same heart when it is subjected to the dualities of this world, to the events of this world, he only perceives one thing everywhere, the mercy of Krishna. He only perceives the special hand of Krishna. And this is only become possible by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the association of sadhu. Every happening of this world, Brahmaji is singing, Tattenu kampa su samikshamana. Either it is a curse or a benediction, happiness or distress, pleasure or pain, it does not break his heart. It does not turn into a lamentation. He does not complain about anything. What he feels? Grateful. His heart does not break but melts in ecstasy. And the devotion flows towards the lotus feet of Krishna. His heart melts in ecstasy. It does not break. And the only thing which comes out is gratitude. And more service. That's all. So here Nalakuvera and Manigriva are praying. More and more service. Stiti seva, gatir yata, smitis chinta, stutir vacha. Let my situation be service. Let wherever I go, it's a holy pilgrimage. Smritis chinta, let me only think of you. Stutir vacha, only glorify you. That's all. His heart is melting. After appreciating something which was perceived as curse, now it is a benediction. So such is the glory of the association of great souls. And especially here, the glories of Sri Janava Devi. How the potency of Lord Nityananda traveling everywhere and bestowing the mercy. Very beautiful pastimes are there, but neither I am qualified to speak that. And there are too much beyond the time. But just one last thing. And so this pastime is how Janava Devi's glories are spread, that how she is preaching village to village and how she is changing. But now just before that, where she is coming from? She is coming from the Khetari festival. She just finished the first Gaurapraniya festival celebrated by Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. And we have heard so many times that pastime. That beautiful pastime also, what is happening there? That same Srimati Janava Devi, she is given the chief guest position. She is the senior most there. Huh? It is described, the same personality when she reached Vrindavan, the greatest of the Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, bowed down. Jiva Goswami did all the personal services to her. Such great soul, the most senior of the Vaishnavas, when she was involved in the Khetari festival, and she was given the position of chief guest, and she was worshipped, and she was given all the gifts, and that position was given, she herself comes down from her seat and takes to all the menial services to the Vaishnavas. So that great soul who is described after this one after another, her preaching tours, and after that, how the Goswamis are worshipping, Raghunath Das Goswami is worshipping, Jiva Goswami is worshipping. She herself, when she gets the opportunity, she gets down from her seat and starts worshipping the Vaishnavas. And she herself cooks the whole feast. She herself makes all the arrangements. for the festival. She herself cooks the whole feast and she herself takes in charge of distributing the whole feast in the Kheturi festival. So she herself worships the Vaishnavas. So that beautiful thing is seen here. That just by mercy, Veena Mahatpad Rajobhishekam. And then this bhajan, last line I will try to quote. He says, so tamo buddhi doshe mohi damb matra kari. I am not able to appreciate the mercy, but still. Tathapi mukera bhagya manera ullas. Dosha shami mo adhame koroni jadas. Still, tathapi mukera bhagya. I just can't conceive my good fortune. Although I am not qualified, still I have been kept in the association of Vaishnavas. And he says, even though I am dumb and unable to express their greatness, still my heart is joyful due to my great fortune that the Vaishnavas have accepted me as their own. And Sri Gurudev has given me Harinam, full of blissful pastimes. Forgive the faults of this fallen soul and make me your servant. Sarvavancha siddhi hoye yam bandha chute jagata durlabh haiya premadhana lute. And by such association, what will happen? Sarvavancha siddhi hoye. All the desires will be fulfilled. Yam bandha chute. And one gets freedom from death. And even that rarest treasure not found in this world, not just liberation, but jagate durlabh haiya premadhana lute. One gets the highest treasure of prema, the ocean of transcendental bliss, which was bestowed upon these criminals by the mercy of Sri Janava Devi. Manera vasana purna achirate hoy devaki nandana dasa ailo bhe koi. All of one's pure heartfelt desires will be fulfilled without delay. Devaki nandana das, intensely eager for this, glorifies and prays to the Vaishnava. So why should one become restless? Why should one become impatient? Just stay in the association of Vaishnavas and the rarest treasure of the world, the prema, is yours, is ours. All of our once pure heartfelt desires will be fulfilled without delay. Devaki Nandana Dasa Ai Lobha Koi. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for your very patient hearing and tolerance. We would like to end here. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Janava Devi ki jai, Granthraj Shri Mad Bhagavatam ki jai, Kalyug Pavan Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.